Okay, five words for Parshas Korach. Our learning should be in Schusafur Shalema, Pinchasvi ben Rivka, Mordechai Yaakov Yudah ben Rivka, Pesor Shar Chol Yisrael. Starting with the first idea from Rav Hirsch, I heard this from my Ofra, from Rabbi Zweig Shlita from Miami Beach. Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Perkei Mishnah Chav, Kol HaChokash Yilu Shem Shemam Sofa L'Skayim. Any argument that is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, for heaven's sake, that will always last. But if the argument is not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, it won't last. Now the Mishnah gives an example of each. Ezu hi machlokes shidu shamayim. What's a machlokes? That's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Zu machlokes hilal v'shamayim. The machlokes of hilal and shamayim, the Gemara all over Shas. V'sheinu l'shem shamayim. What's an example that was not l'shem shemaim? Zumachlokas Korach v'chol adav. So this is the machlokas of Korach and his congregation. Very nice. Rav Hirsch asked a very simple question. The first example, you tell me what's a machlokas, that is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeik. You tell me both sides. Hillel against Shammai. Very nice. But the she'in of l'shem shemaim, it should have said not just Korach and his congregation, but it should have said Korach and his congregation versus who? Versus Moshe and Aaron, or versus Moshe, or versus Hashem. What's going on here? Why didn't he give the second side? Says Rav Hirsch, a beautiful yisod, especially in machlokas and in arguments, and especially in perspectives. He says, when someone is so not l'shem shemayim, and you're so worried just about your own kavod and your own honor and your own personal growth and your own desire, you can't even see the other side. You can't even see someone else's perspective, and that's why the Mishnah says zumachlokas korach v'chol adav, and doesn't even say the second side of Moshe and Aaron. Beautiful. Moving on. The second idea. Second idea is going to be from Rav Yitzchak Vorka. The Pasuk says in the Parsha, in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayishach Moshe likrol adasan v'lavirim b'nei aliyah v'yomer lo na'aleh. Moshe greeted, you went to go search adasan and aviram, and they said, we're not going to go up, we're not interested in coming to you, Moshe. Right? Moshe, it says Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he also quotes the Medrash, the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Kuf Yud Amar Af. Mikan she'ein machzikim l'achlokas. From here we see that a person shouldn't hold on to, you shouldn't hold on to a quarrel, you shouldn't hold on to an argument. Why? Shehayim Moshe machzi achrei ma'ashlimim medivrei shalom. Moshe was chasing him. He was chasing him to be able to make the initiative to go after peace. And if you look in the Gemara, it's actually Rish Lakish. Amar Rish Lakish called Machzim and Machlokas over Balav. Right? At the end of the day, a person you have to run very far away from Machlokas. Says Rav Yitzchak Vorka. We know Rav Yitzchak Vorka was the pinnacle, one of the Rebbe's. His whole essence was so focused on Avas Hashem. So he says, what's this Lashon of She'ein Machzikin? Right? Machzikin comes from the word Chazaka. He says a Chazaka means that a situation is a certain way, and we assume it's that way before, and will remain that way, right? I have a chazaka that this person doesn't pay back loans, I don't have to do this. I have a chazaka that this, I have a chazaka that. Chazaka means that a situation will stay this way, and it will always remain this way. Says Rashi, she'ein machzikin b'machlokas. What does that mean? A person can never say that I tried to make peace, and I wasn't successful. No. A person can never have a chazaka when it comes to machlokas. Says Rav Yitzchak Vorka, that's exactly the essence of what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, what Rashi's quoting. Even if you've not been successful in the past, there's always the possibility to always make peace. Don't say, oh, I tried. There's no chazaka about machlokas. You could always try again. Moving on now in the Parsha. Number three. Well, number three, we're going to actually put in 3a and 3b. Two vowel terms. I couldn't choose which one, so I wanted to do both of them. We see in Perek, Tezayin Pasuk Lamed. So right now all the showdown is coming, and what happens is the following. So Moshe says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create this new creation, then we'll see who the real. Even if you would put out the eyes of those men, we shall not go up. No, not that pasuk. The pasuk says in Bria Yivra Hashem, says Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create a new creation, and the land will swallow its people. We're going to get to that exactly why the land had to swallow its people. Vidatem, says Moshe, ki niyatsu ha'ar ha'nashim ha'elam es ela. Then you should know that these men have provoked Hashem. Then you'll see that these are the people that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we're going to see when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do this miracle. So at the end of the day, the Baal terms is amazing things. It says, if you look in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Lama, on the words, Ki Niyatsu Ha'anashim Ha'ela, the Rosh Tevos says the Baal term of Ki Niyatsu Ha'anashim Ha'ela is Rosh Tevos Ha'koyin, the Kohen. Says the Baal term, three words, Al Shebikshu Kahuna, because they searched for the Kahuna. Right? That was Korach's main thing. Besides the whole argument with the Medrash that he was arguing on about a tzitzis and arguing about the mezuzah, Korach's main argument was that, at the end of the day, I should be the Kohen Gadol. Says Baal Turim, it's actually hidden in these words of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki niyatsu hanashim ha'ela, because these men were provoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're provoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What were they searching for? They were searching for the kahuna, for the Kohen Gadol. Ki niyatsu hanashim ha'ela is Rashi Tivas HaKohen. Beautiful, beautiful word, 3a of the Baal Turim. Now, 3b of the Baal Turim, if you go a little later on to the Parsha, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk, Chav Gimel, we know that Aaron's staff, after they win, and all the Korach's followers, they're all punished, and they're all swallowed up, the Aaron's staff turns into these almonds, Vayigmal Shekedim. Says the Baal Turim, why Dafka almonds? It says, almonds, Shekedim is Gematria 454. What also is 454? The Gematria Chashmonim, the Chashmonayim, the descendants of Aaron HaKohen, says the Baal Turim, Remez lachashmonim shehemizera Aaron of Tiskayim akuhuna biyadam. It was a remez already from the times of Aaron HaKohen by his staff. Why did it sprout almonds? Almonds is the same gematria as chashmonim, not with the aleph. Chashmonim also could be spelled with adonal, 454. To show you that the kahuna would also be able to go into their hands. Beautiful two words of the Baal Turim. Finally, moving on to the fourth idea. There's an unbelievable brand new idea I saw this year. So go back right before what happens. We know the punishment of Korach. Tiftach Eretz Aspia, the land opened up its mouth. V'tivlosam espatam es kol amas shel Korach v'chayis kol haruchosh. Says the pasuk Perek Tzayin pasuk Lamed Beis. The land opened its mouth and swelled all the houses and all the people of Korach and his argument. Says the Rebbe Zev of Setrikov. Rebbe Zev of Setrikov. Why dafka was it that the land had opened its mouth? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu have a different way? Why did Moshe think of a different way? Why Dafka had to do this? Says the Rebbe Setchikov an amazing answer. He says it was actually Mida Kenegan Mida. The pasuk says in the end of Baal Oscha, Moshe Anov Mikol Hadam. Right? Moshe was the most humble of all the people. And what was Korach's main argument? Madu Tisnasu Al Advar Hashem. Why are you raising upon yourself? Why are you becoming a Baal Gaiva? Says Rabbi Setrikov, you want to know why Dafka the land had to open its mouth? The land had to open its mouth. Why? Because it was Mida Kenegan Mida. Korach's main argument was that Moshe wasn't so humble. He wasn't Apnei Hadama. That he wasn't the most unav Mikol Adam Al Apnei Hadama. Says Kadosh Baruch Hu, really? You'll see. And Dafka the land had to swallow up because of Mida Kenegan Mida. Mishum Kach. Kashinen Shelo Nisa Loham El Laredes Mitachs Apnei Hadama. Mida Kenegan Mida, says Rabbi Setrikov. You tie in on Moshe, who was the most humble of all the land now is going to spit you up. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful vort of the Rabbi Zev of Setrikov. Finally, to our fifth and final idea, you know, at the end of the day, we're starting the summer, but that basically means that Yom Noram are not too far away. So if you ever look in the, right before Tkiya Shofar, at the end of the day, we read chapter Mem Zayin 7 times, right? And they all talk about what? They talk about the sons of Korach. So if the Shrile Pinchas of Pinchas Freeman, Bel's Rosh Beis Din, asked a very simple question. Why do we specifically pray, why do we dive in this parak of Tehillim, parak Mem Zayin, right before Tekiya Shofar? And he said basically he has a whole very whole Yisod. He came out with this last year on Parshas Pinchas, because Parshas Pinchas, the Pasuk says, Ubnei Korach lo Mesum. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kuf Yud, that the sons of Korach actually, they were initially in the dispute, they were being sucked up by the land, and finally actually did tshuva in their hearts. Says the Shvilei Pinchas and a whole beautiful, beautiful Yisod. Right now, Tekiya Shofar, we're all like B'nai Korach. Right? We're standing at the shofar. We know there are things that we did wrong. At the end of the day, so it was the whole vort is that a Jew can always come back. Just like Korach's sons did tshuva at the end of the day, right before, and they were able to go up to Shemayim, right when they were being sucked in the ground, and they saw that Moshe was really correct. So too us, right before Tekiya Shofar, we always have time to be able to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's specifically the reason why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Gemara says in Kiddushin on Daf, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, the Machlok Basid Jemba Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, that when do we actually consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? Banu Matam Lashem Lekechem Sorab. Rabbi Yehuda says we're only chewing Kadosh Baruch Hu's children when we do His will. When we do His will. But Rabbi Meir says no, Bekach, Bekach, Nikra Banim. Either way. And we know that the Rashba says in a tshuva, in Kuf, Tzadi Vav, that he says, even though in the Machlok is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we usually follow like Rabbi Yehuda, here we pass in like Rabbi Meir. And the Ramoshe Kabrin used to say, it's a mitzvah to publicize this Rashba. And at the end of the day, no matter how far a Jew goes off, a Jew can always come back. And that's the whole vort of B'nai Korach Lamesu. And that's the whole vort, Dafka, where you have the whole idea of Korach right before Tekiah Shuvah, that a Jew can always come back. So let's just say these five ideas again. Sarah was of Hirsch. Why Dafka is it? Komach Lokashir Shemam Shol Sof Liskayim, Shin Lishemam In Sof Liskayim. Why is it that at the end of the day, it should have said Korach and his followers against Moshe? Because no, because at the end of the day, when a person is so fully focused on himself, you don't see the other side. Moving on idea to idea number two. We serve Yitzhak Vorka. Why is it that the Pasuk says Shein Machzikin B'mach Lokas? Because at the end of the day, the Chazak means that this is something this way. And it'll never change. No, says Moshe, says Rav Yitzchak Vorka, a person can always try to fix machlokes. Even if you try it again, you could always try it again. The Baal Terem has two ideas. The first idea, Baal Terem says that kiniyasim hayen Hashem ha'ela is Rosh Tivas HaKohen, because that's what Korach was, and Korach was his main argument was that was on the kuna. He felt he should be the Kohen Gadol. And later on, the Baal Terem says that why Adafka Aaron HaKohen's staff turned into almonds, because almonds shekinim is Gematria 454, which is also Chashmonim 454. And finally, Rabbi Zever Setchakov, why Adafka is it that the land had to swallow its inhabitants because it was Mida Kneg and Mida. Korach said Moshe is not so humble, he's a lot of gaiva. He's not the un of Mikol Adam Ashepanei Adama. So Dafka the land had to swallow him up. Dafka Mida Kneg and Mida to show the world that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Baal Nova, the most humble in the entire world. And finally, the fifth idea is Dafka. Why do we mention Tehillim Mem Zion right before Tekiah Shofar? Says Rav Shlomo Pinchas, the Jew can always come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, no matter how far they've gone, and specifically right before the Tekiah Shuvah, we want to remember that you sowed, that Jew could always come back, and we paskin like Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rashba says that usually we follow like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we follow Rabbi Meir. We should be zocha b'ez Hashem to live with these ideas, to always run away from Machlokas, to always try to see out everyone else's perspective in our Machlokas, and b'ez Hashem to always understand we could always come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, especially now in the few months that we have before Rosh Hashanah Shkoich.